This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Medical Intuitive Carol Reitberger. And today I actually moved it up on the schedule. I'm going to be doing a Conversations with Carol show today. I usually wait until the third or the fourth week of the month to do it. But because of the energy that we're in right now with all of the dynamics of it around closure and everything, and we're about 3 weeks from this window of opportunity for closure to kind of close up. It doesn't really close, but our mind thinks that it does. I thought, boy, you know, I'm going to back this back up. I'm going to do it earlier in the month where we can really take advantage of the energy that we're in right now and really look at using this divine energy and all the helpers, help from the other side, our guides and angels, to be able to help us really let go of the things that we've been hanging on for whatever reason. That's no judgment, but whatever reason that we've been hanging on for any period of time that basically is as the universe and consciousness is asking us, let's clear this out. Let's make room for new. So I thought, well, I'm going to do a Conversations with Carol show today. So what that really means is I don't have a specific topic. I am going to share some of the dynamics of the energy because being energy beings first, beings of matter second, everything that happens at an energetic level really happens at below that threshold of the conscious mind. So we're not always aware of how we're being impacted by the emotions that's in that group, that field of consciousness we call group consciousness. So I'm going to be talking about that. I'm going to be talking about some of the things that the Celestial Helpers shared, but really no topic. This is about you and me and the conversations that we can have together. So I invite you to call me if you have a question for me about what's going on energetically, if you want to know about your health and have me connect the dots to what's going on energetically to that, or to do a scan of your body as a medical intuitive. I would love to do that with you. So today is about energy and it's about calls. So if you have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number, of course, is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then international callers, just dial your international calling code. And then 877-230-3062. Also, I'd like to let you know that I posted on my website the Light of the Body 4-course online class that I did all about the energy body. It's also called the human energy system and talks about chakras and really looks at the dynamics of that energetic body that really is who we are. Again, matter being second, and how this energy body and the chakra system, which is a very highly developed communication system that carries energy carrying information from the body to the brain and the brain back to the body. I talk about that. I talk about the light body, the dynamics of it, the design of it, the purpose of it, how we can use that information to be able to help us in the healing, our own healing, or even in using that divine healing energy to be able to heal group consciousness and to be able to heal others. So if you want to check out the Light of the Body 4-part online course, then just go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and then click on that moving banner at the top of the homepage, Light of the Body. It'll give you all the information that's available on the course. It will give you an idea of how the language of energy can tell you what's going on in you. Just a whole lot of information on the energy body. And then if you decide that it's something that you're interested in, you can purchase it right online. And what that will do is it will allow you to listen to this 4-part course in the comfort of your own home with your own schedule. And there's actually workbooks that are more like little mini books on each of the sections of the course itself that you can follow along with. And it's a very, very comprehensive overview of the energy body. So again, to find more information or to actually purchase it, go to my website, www.ritberger.com, and click on the Light of the Body slide, and voila, you can start listening and learning more about this unique, non-visible, yet real you. Excuse me, you in the purest form, I always say, and learn how to really visualize yourself that way, understand yourself that way. And the beauty of doing so is that we heal energetically first, and how we heal energetically impacts how the physical body heals. So a lot of information. I think that you'll really enjoy it. One of the things that I do in preparation for the Conversations with Carol show is I always go to the Celestial Helpers and I ask them to give me an energy update on what we're experiencing, not only in our energy body, but the shifting of consciousness, moving in deeper into enlightenment consciousness, meaning in inner light, looking at your own wisdom and inner light. And consciousness, meaning bringing that inner wisdom that you have to that consciousness of the human mind, that consciousness that we use every day in our waking survival, decision-making, and so forth. So when I asked them today about the energy that's going on, they really wanted me to share that this portal of closure that opened up on April 23rd, that's going to close down, even though it doesn't really close, it will seem like it to us in our consciousness, that's going to close down on June 2nd. And what we're doing is that we're doing a lot of deep cleansing, a lot of surrender to letting go of our fears and insecurities that are so tied to our personal identity and create our comfort zones and a lot of the habits that we actually live by on a daily basis that serve us well because they can help us survive and cope in some ways, but they have so many different emotional entanglements around it and mental patterns around it that what occurs is that those entanglements and those mental patterns can override even that inspiration, that resiliency, that tenacity, determination that we have that we want to move forward. So in this time where we're looking at where we are in this closure, and the gift of closure is it opens up space within the heart and the mind, the brain, to be able to create anew. That's what the energy of 2014 is. It's about creating a new reality. The best way for us to be able to monitor where we are in this process of closure is to become very aware of the emotional patterns that we have and very observant of the emotions that we are actually experiencing at this point in time on a daily, moment to moment, being present in the moment time and using those emotions because they're like an internal barometer. They're actually telling us where our thoughts are dwelling. They're telling us how it's affecting us from a mood swing, how it's affecting us physically. So by being really aware and observant of our emotions, then we can take a minute by minute pulse of how we are moving forward in this closure process. And one of the things that I've found in the readings I've been doing so far this month is that these emotions, when we feel the negative emotions, sadness, sorrow, despair, disappointment, grief, anger, hostility, even hatred that we have, some of those deep, really entangled, strongly charged emotions. What those emotions are doing when they're surfacing, they're telling us, take a deep breath, spend time with me at the moment, and look at the emotion and see what that emotion is trying to tell you. The emotion of sadness is really trying to tell us that what we're experiencing in our life at that moment, maybe it's an interaction with someone, maybe it's a memory that we have of how we would ideally like something to happen, but in our life it really isn't. When we feel that sadness, the sadness is saying to us that stop, take a deep breath, look at what's making you sad, and then working forward to change that sadness. Sadness reveals to us how much time and energy we have literally allowed our life demands, those obligations, to really rob us of that sense of joy, that sense of peace, that inner child that looks forward to things, that looks to the future but loves the present moment. So when we start experiencing sadness, all it's mainly doing is saying, this is a place that you have invested a lot of energy. It seems to pull you out of the natural flow of the natural order of things, and it's draining you of your life force, your joy, your grace, your reverence. And when you start looking at negative emotions from those from that perspective, everything starts to change. And when it starts to change, you find that the opposite of sadness, while we may think that it would be joy, is not really. The opposite of sadness, as far as the positive emotion, is love. It's self-love. And when we find ourselves sad, look at something that we love about ourselves. Maybe our smile. Maybe the beauty of our eyes. Maybe we have gorgeous hair. Maybe we're kind. Maybe we're compassionate. But look at those qualities that really reflect your divineness, and then use that energy to be able to help move you forward in this closure. Closure is not about letting go as we think of it consciously. It isn't about manipulating or avoiding. Closure is about surrender. Surrendering to that divineness we have inside, that wisdom, and then allowing that enlightened consciousness, that inner wisdom, to come forward to be able to really look at our lives in a way that it can be very, very helpful, purposeful, releasing, creating, and really being and helping us be in that observer role. The emotional patterns that we have, and sadness could be one, but what will happen in this closure is we'll get that emotion that says, whoops, pay attention to what's happening. How are you feeling? Look at what may be causing that. When we start looking at some of the stronger emotions, such as anger is sadness that has been built upon emotionally with emotional charges for a long period of time. And what that anger is telling us is it's calling attention, like a signal, an alarm that's saying, stop, look at how long you've invested your time, your energy, your focus, your attention of your mind on this area in your life that needs to have that closure, that surrender, and to allow that divineness of who we are to literally take that charge away, vibrationally cause it to dissipate, lovingly put it out in the field of transformational consciousness where it loses its emotional charge. It's not going to do any harm to anyone else once it gets into that field. It's not going to call on everyone out there in the world that has these anger issues. It's not going to do that, but put it out into the field. The field will dissipate that charge. And then it's interesting because anger turns to joy. And then joy turns to grace, grace turns to peace, peace turns to bliss, and all of them lead to self-love. So very, very interesting the way the energy is. So in this time, especially as we're getting into this kind of wrap-up of this energy right now, what we really want to do is we want to look at those emotions. Take a deep breath. Spend a moment with it. We don't need to dwell at it, but be very aware of the emotion that you're feeling. And the same holds true when we're looking at the positive emotions. I mean, if you find yourself, you know, reaching out and doing acts of random kindness, which is kindness is a very nature of the soul, and you find yourself doing that or paying it forward. I was at a place the other day that I was having to do some shopping, and I met this young woman. We were just conversing in this craft store. And she was talking about how she had to come 80 miles to get to this place, this craft store, to be able to restock her different products. And we were standing there looking at something, and both of us looked at this and product, and it was only $5. And we were going, really, this is normally 39, it's only 5, all the sign must be wrong, maybe we need to find someone. And then we both looked at each other and laughed and said, you know what, I'm going to put it in my basket. She says, me too, the worst that can happen, we'll get to the counter and they'll say that it doesn't really, isn't $5. And we found ourselves really conversing in a very joyful way, connecting at that creative part of who we are. So I was a woman who was part of the store help customer service came up and she asked if she could help me. And I said, absolutely. Is this really just $5? And she goes, it is. If it has hot buys on it, it's $5. I said, oh my gosh, I've got to go find this lady and tell her this. So I tracked her down the store. And I said, we're right. It's only $5. And I said to her, do you have a coupon to be able to save more money? And she said to me, she said, I do. And I said, oh, okay, well, I was going to share mine with you. And she said, well, let me share mine. How much is yours? I said, 15%. She says, mine's 25, and it's on everything. And it's friends and family. And you know what? You're my new friend. And so she texted it to me. And so I left, and I thought, what a wonderful soul, and how souls, strangers can meet on this level. And this is the closure I found on my level, is that in the work that I do, I become kind of isolated and solitary. I don't want people to necessarily always know what I do, because people interestingly ask me, what do you do, Carol? And if I tell them, it's like, okay, so what's going on with me? And there's times that honestly, I just want to be in my space. So I go out to the parking lot, and this young woman is unloading her two small children. And I said to her, are you going into this craft store? She said, I am. I said, do you happen to have any coupons? And she said, I don't. And I said, here, I'm going to give you this coupon because you're now my new friend. And she goes, I can't believe that you would do this. And that's what the soul does. That's what this energy is all about. This is what the closure is all about. I'm going to talk more about the closure and what the celestial helpers shared with me, but I want to jump right in, and let's take Helen from Minnesota. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hi, Carol. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. How can I help you?
Well, you know, you did a reading for me at the Friday night in Minneapolis a couple weeks ago.
You did.
And I had asked you about feeling disconnected from passion. And actually, it's more of a disconnection from, I feel like, a disconnection from my feelings, from my emotions, all of them. Mm-hmm. And I've been taking medication for depression. I don't know if that's really, doesn't seem to be really helping. And I've been wondering if I should stay on this medication or try something different. I've been wondering about homeopathy. But mostly I feel like I can't find motivation to do the things I want to do and need to do, because the emotion, the feelings are just sort of numb and flat.
Exactly. And, you know, sweetie, when I looked at you, the medication is working on one hand. The medication, on the other hand, isn't working. We didn't have time to go into it the way that we're going to get to right now. What the medication is doing is it's helping to restore some chemical imbalances that is a natural part of being under stress for a prolonged period of time. And that prolonged period of time in some people's lives can be 3 months, sometimes it can be 3 years, sometimes it can be 30 years. But when I looked at you and you asked me about passion, that was a perfect question, because what you were really doing is you were expressing your desire to look at the creativity of who you are. So the depression medication has served you well as kind of a battery charger and helping you go back in and deal with some things. For example, one of the things that I didn't get a chance to really share either is that as I look at you, and I looked at you then and I'm looking at you now, the type of depression that you have is more of a sporadic type. It actually feels to me like it's more sad, seasonal attention deficit. Uh-huh. And what that means is that depending on cloudiness or gray or cold, you're going to find that you're going to have times where you're going to be less motivated. You're not going to have that inner drive that you know that you have, but that's what it really feels like. The medication that you're on is more of a general medication for clinical, chemical, ongoing chronic depression, which is not who you are.
Okay.
So what I would suggest is that I would suggest you go back and talk to your physician, psychiatrist, psychologist, whoever you're working with. It feels like a physician. And just say, you know, I would like to wean myself off of this. Is there something that I can use as an interim that isn't, it won't be as severe as going cold turkey? The type of medication that they have you on, if you were to stop it, you might find that you will really experience your emotions, but it's going to be like an emotional roller coaster, sweetie. So that's why I would suggest talking to them. See, tell them that you would like to, you know, get off of this, that you feel like it's really emotionally numbing you. The type of medication that you're on for depression, that's its job. It literally goes in and numbs the part of the brain that has these emotional highs and lows that changes the chemistry in the body that creates the propensity for depression. So I'm going to ask you, what are you on, honey?
It's Cymbalta and Wellbutrin.
Yes. And what they're doing is, my sense is that it's the Cymbalta that is adding, that is causing you to go numb. And if you could ask if you could go to Wellbutrin, see how you feel. Tell the doctor, you know, I just want to see how I feel. I want to transition off of it if it's possible. And I would like to go down to Wellbutrin, see how I am. You'll start getting your emotions back. You'll start connecting emotionally. And then what you'll do is you can really go in and sort through those emotions. And as I shared, over the weekend in Minnesota, is ask if what you're feeling emotionally, honey, when you experience them, is this yours or someone else's? If it's someone else's, just put it in a beautiful big bag, you know, send it out to the universe and go, here, you do with it what you desire, and it will, and then you can get back into feeling things. But it is true. You are emotionally numb.
You know, I felt this way even with just the Wellbutrin by itself. I've tried a lot of different things, and I was on just the Wellbutrin for a while.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it really did not seem to make a difference. It's
right.
Just sort of flat.
Right. And the only reason for suggesting what I'm doing is that it would be nice if you could ease into that emotional part, especially as dynamic as the energy is now with this closure, so you don't go from feeling like you have no emotions to OMG, what is going on? And then, but tell the doctor that your desire is to transition off of it, off of all medication, and then start working with a naturopath or looking at homeopathy and see if you can find something that can help you also as you're weaning off the Wellbutrin. And when I say that, Wellbutrin is a very easy medication around depression that we can get off of. This isn't like we're doing Paxil, Prozac, things like that. So we're not looking at a long period of time. It's just, let's get off of the, ask him about the Cymbalta, see if you can get off of that, get off of the Wellbutrin. Give yourself, tell him, I'd like to be off of everything in a month.
Yeah.
And then let's see where we go.
Okay. And then that would help with things like inconsistency with my eating and sleeping. All of those
yes.
are just very scattered.
Yes.
All over the place.
Yes. And my sense is that in your particular case, is that what you're doing in the combination, while I understand it wasn't anything that was done wrong, but trying to treat the symptoms that you just shared, that is a natural place for a physician to go, even a psychiatrist to go. But the thing, it's we're dealing with seasonal attention deficit disorder. It's called SAD. And that's very sporadic in you, honey. Instead of being this ongoing depression that they're treating you for.
And it, because it's not like it's very, very, I've had low, very low times, but normally it's just a numb, you know,
exactly.
Not real low.
And when you hit those real lows, sweetie, that's when you're going to find maybe cravings and foods, and your sleep's going to get off. You're going to find a correlation between those things. And when you hit that low, that's just that chemistry that plummets. And my sense is that's why the combination. But with what you're working with, it does not honestly feel to me that you need to be on antidepressants every day of your life.
Okay, good.
So,
prefer not to
yes.
Be.
Yes. Well, and then what that'll do is it will allow that creativity that I saw in you to really come to the surface, and you can channel those emotions and how to heal them through your creativity. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for that creativity to find its expression and to enjoy the process of being creative, and that beautiful creative little child in you to come forward without any limitations or fears or fuzzy thinking or, you know, any lack of feelings or anything. So that can help you.
Yeah.
So
because that's the other problem is the lack of feelings. It creates this fuzziness, like you say, a mental fuzziness.
Absolutely. The other thing, sweetie, with your creativity is that you might want to start, go get yourself some plain white, printer paper, whatever, and use a salad plate and make a circle. Why don't you start doing some mandalas on a daily basis of how you see the day from your soul, those feelings, doing creative things, and use that as a healing process on a daily basis. And sometimes it may just be a stick figure in it. Other days it may be beautiful, elaborate, everything. But mandala healing in art therapy is tremendous for dealing with getting the emotions and reconnecting, getting the emotions back, reconnecting. And it's a wonderful way for us to heal through that art therapy. But mandalas are beautiful. And, you know, with your artistic abilities, I don't even know if we're going to open up this beautiful new world of creativity for you that you can share with others.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yes. Good. Well, I know you. You know me. It's like in the movie Avatar. I see you. And you will come in into my space. You'll pass by, and I'm going to go, hi, Helen, how you doing? You're going to wave. You're going to be so busy. So I'm really looking forward to it, sweetie. So come visit me every so often energetically.
I will, Carol. Thank you so, so much.
You are so welcome. What I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break. I do have other callers on the line. Please stay on the line. I'm going to be right back to talk a little bit more about the energy closure, sharing what the Celestial Helpers wanted me to share around this beautiful work that we're all doing. And I'm going to take my callers. So stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guest. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Well, welcome back. And if you're just joining me, today's topic is a Conversations with Carol show. And any of you of my listeners are going, wow, Carol, this is really early that you're doing this in the month. I usually wait until that third or fourth week. But with this energy, this wonderful opportunity for closure, I decided that I am going to literally just move it up another week and cover the energy of what's going on now. I also wanted to let you know that I just posted my new reading schedule for the upcoming month. So if you've been considering having a reading with me, this is a perfect time to schedule. I am very blessed in the work that I do that my dates and times of my different schedules that are available seem to go very quickly. And so if it's something that you've been thinking about, I've just literally posted them. It's a great opportunity to go online, check out the dates and times that I have available, see if it works in your schedule. Go to my website, www.reitberger.com. And then what you do is on the home page, click on the tab Readings, click on Personal Readings. It'll give you all the information, the cost, the kind of questions that you can ask. And it would be a perfect time to go in and to do a reading, especially since we've gone through this closure time. And what we can do is we can look at what does your future look like. And I'm not skilled in that as far as fortune telling. But what I can do is I can tell you where you are. I can tell you where you've set intention. I can tell you the decisions that you're making, the ones that you've already made, the ones that you're struggling with. And I would love to be a part of you creating your new reality. So again, go to my website, www.reitberger.com. What I want to do is I want to jump in and let's take Brian from North Carolina. Hi, sweetie.
Hi there, Carol.
Well, hi, honey. Nice to hear your voice again.
Likewise. Well, I hear your voice every week, so it's nice to be in conversation with you in the physical.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm looking at my board, my stack board that I use for my shows, and we're considering a move.
It's happening, actually.
It
yes.
is. Okay.
It took a lot to build to it, and so
yes.
The early part of the show talking about closure and the energy moving and surrender, there was a lot of that, and I guess what I have now is it feels like part of the reason why we were moving was to be closer to my wife's family to help with her mom, and mm-hmm. I'm getting to work with, it feels like I'm going to be getting to work with shifting with expectation that perhaps
right.
that what was how things were supposed to look when we
yeah.
went out there is going to be a little different. But because I realized that I surrendered to this process, the ability to see other opportunities has shown itself, as opposed to wallowing in the fear aspect of what does this mean? What does this mean? What, you know, how are we going to make this work and everything?
Right.
So this case, and we're moving back to where we used to live, which is in the Reno area. So
right.
The good news, I'll be much closer to some of the personal things that you do in in that realm of the West Coast.
Exactly. That will be very, very opportunistic for you.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that's another silver lining. But I have, it feels like I've, the whole purpose of our moving out here 3 years ago really shifted. And then moving back was not something that was part of the plan either, though I feel like my wife and I both have had a lot of learning developed new skills. To take back. So it's really the challenge now is I'm feeling at this point is I surrendered to the move, but the challenge of it not being seeing it as a redo or and also not a repeat, but sort of being new in an old in an old environment.
Right, and there's a couple things that I want to share that will help you, will help validate you that this is not going to be a repeat. The energetic ley lines, as they're called, the vibrational lines that moves the heart of Mother Earth and the heart of that metaphysical part of who we are connected to Mother Earth, has been over the last 30 years slowly moving from Nepal, Tibet, that beautiful higher mountain range with it, Mount Everest, that whole Shambhala energy. And over the last 30 years, it has literally been moving toward the west coast of California, but more so down into Peru, Machu Picchu. And one of the things with the ley lines is they always tend to move between the heart of the Pacific and the heart, or I can say the heart of the West and the heart of the East. And where we are, and it's been moving more quickly because it used to be 30 years, I should probably say, but it's moving more quickly just because we as humans are. So the reason I'm sharing that is that living on the western side of the Sierra Nevadas and then Reno being on the eastern side of the Sierra Nevadas, we have an interesting dynamics of two very defined portals or vortices. And what we have is we have a, it feels like a shift. So it used to be that the Western energy was, in the ley lines, was masculine, and the Eastern was feminine. And what has happened through this movement is the Eastern part is now masculine energy. There's a tremendous warrior energy, not competitive, not conflict-driven, but a wonderful warrior energy to be able to bring forward this metaphysical aspect of who we are into our consciousness. And on the western side of the Sierras, where I'm located, is now in this feminine energy. And it's like a pole shift in some ways that have been talked about for many, many different thousands of years. But what we have is we have that. So what you're doing, sweetie, is you've moved from the East Coast that was really entrained in that feminine energy for a long period of time. And you're actually moving to a place where you can take that feminine that you've been living in, that compassion, merge it with the warrior, and become really embody that sacred feminine called the compassionate warrior. What that's going to do for you, Brian, it's going to open up new doors for you, sweetie, new ways to see things. The nice thing about Reno is you have the cosmopolitan part of it, as you know, but you also have the simplicity of the desert. You can go and you can be downtown Reno and, oh my gosh, you're in the middle of everything. You can go to the, you can go to the south of it and, oh my gosh, it's a completely different territory. You go up to the north, it's completely, so it really is a very, if we were using the medicine wheel, it's a very dynamic place right now as where I am on the other side. The issue, very honestly, is that it's going to feel like a balancing act for you, and I'm sure you're feeling that in other ways, but it's going to be a balancing act for you personally, being this beautiful metaphysician that you are. How do you balance responsibility, obligations, change, identity, stepping into this role of being supportive to your wife very differently than you have in your relationship? So there's going to be a lot of dynamics that may have this sense of imbalance on it, around it. If you can find a favorite place, and I know that you have it because I can feel it, where you used to live, but it's not where you used to live. There's a place that you feel like you went to in that area that was your happy place. It's actually geographical. I don't know if it's closer to Truckee or Mount Rose. It's somewhere, it feels like in between there. Go to that happy place, and that's going to help you stabilize.
Okay. So it's still in that part of Sierras.
It is.
A part of my mind came to an area up in the Siskiyous that I'd experienced. That was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
That was a healing place, a healing experience for me. That with the the rock and the water people.
Correct.
There, that I promised energy to, and I give energy to. But in the Sierras, I'll have to.
Yeah, I can actually, when you were living there, there was a place that, I don't know if you looked at it when you were looking at the mountains or something. There was something that was very, I can feel was a happy place. There's a tremendous amount of Lemurian energy in that area, which is very similar to the Lemurian energy that we find in the Siskiyous.
Okay.
So, good, but... Really, a wonderful move.
Oh, what was the Crystal Mount, Crystal Peak area?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, yeah.
That's it.
Okay, that just came to mind.
Yep, that's it. Perfect, perfect. That's gonna be your happy place, sweetie. When you feel like you're a little out of balance and everything, just go to that happy place, sweetie. And just whether you gaze on it or you can actually go there, you'll connect with your vibration. You'll connect with your people.
Oh, okay.
So very helpful.
Awesome.
And it will help you in balancing, because that's really going to be a wonderful, important role you're going to play in your wife's life, of being that rock, being that stability, being that balancing point that she's going to need as she's going through things as well.
Yeah, so she's shifting through the stuff.
Yes.
She's just taken on, she's finished her massage license, so she's taking on, she's had it, but taking the responsibility of and mentally shifting to the healer.
Exactly.
She's had that for quite a while, but she's owning it now.
Yep. Isn't that good,
It feels very, it feels like a very exciting time for us.
It really is, honey.
Partners, for sure. I'm really excited. So the purpose of this move is kind of a different thing, but great. So this feels like there's a whole lot of other things, great positives and potential.
Absolutely. And those positives are below the threshold of conscious awareness right now. They're all tied to the metaphysician for you, because that's the energy I'm working with. For you, it's strongly tied to that metaphysician of who you are. So really, I'm good to have you closer to me, sweetie.
I'm excited.
you hold that side, honey, and I'll do the darndest that I can on this side. So thanks, Brian. I really appreciate you calling, sweetie. And, thanks for listening to me on a regular basis, too.
Oh, thank you, Carol. You're so wonderful. I love you. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you, too. Bye-bye, honey. Okay, so I want to share. I've got some other callers. I do want to get to them, but I want to just share one more thing about the energy where we are right now, because I asked the guides, the celestial helpers, the guides and angels, to basically offer some insight that I can use for myself, of course, and then share with each of you in this energy of closure. And the words that they shared with me that we can hold within our thinking process or within our energy is divine guidance. This divine guidance is what really opens our heart up through the direct experience that we are involved in at the moment, to be able to be aware of our emotions, to use those emotions to help us recognize the depth of involvement that we've had, the amount of energy, but to also look at those joyful, loving times that we have toward ourselves, the peace, the tranquility, the bliss, the excitement, the happiness, all of those words. And that to know that those aspects of positive emotions are always in the process, in divine guidance, of actually self-correcting, I'm going to say it that way, and it is self-correcting, the different energies that we have going on in those fear-based emotions. So what the divine guidance is showing us is that we have a chance, as Maslow said in his work, to really self-actualize that divineness that we hold inside. And that's the purpose of our celestial guides and our angelic realm, is to help us do that. Even if we don't have this closure, they're always helping us move into this place and supporting us. But right now, it's a wonderful time to be able to really use it. The closure is letting us know that something significant and profoundly meaningful is on its way. It's actually in process. And that if we awaken to that divine guidance within ourselves, then we truly can be the creator of our own life. They kept saying to me that the guidance this divine guidance is a symbolism to release our fears. There's that closure. Because of all the energy that we have around them, and that will allow us to really experience that eternal self-love that we have. The energy of the celestial helpers is to help us illuminate our own way, so the darkness that we feel and that we've experienced in our life is no longer holding us hostage to those old emotional patterns, thinking patterns, the negativity of life, feeling like we have to run our lives from the coulda, shoulda, wouldas, and to be able to really open us up. So that divine guidance, their words that they shared, and they said, hold that close in your heart. The longer you hold it in your heart, the more consciously aware of you that you are of this divine guidance in this time of closure, the easier it will be for your mind, that human psyche, to release these emotional patterns, these limited thoughts, and thinking patterns that basically keep us in that deja vu, that repetition, been there, done that, and that ruminating that the mind tends to do. So words for thought to help us get through as we go through this closure and wind it up in June 2nd and get rid of things. I tell people this is a great time. Pack that steamer trunk in that visualization full of all of these old things and just put it in and put a label on it that says deliver to the universe, and then we can go from there. So great time. Divine guidance is the key words for us to hold within our heart. It changes our mind, and it can move us forward in this time of surrender effortlessly. Okay, let me jump in. I want to take Jill from the Met. Well, hi there, sweetie. How are you?
I'm good, Carol. How are you?
I'm doing well, honey. How can I help you?
Well, I have a number of physical things going on that I wanted to check in about.
Okay.
They found a cyst on my liver. There's a cyst in my brain. And in 1968, I lived at Camp Lejeune, where the Marine Corps was allowing dry cleaning fluid to go into the water, and mm-hmm. many people are developing odd things from that. So I don't know if these cysts are related to that. Then I have a back issue, and I have, I think those are the major ones, high cholesterol.
Okay. So let me go in and say to you that the cystic qualities of your body, and you mm-hmm. do have cystic qualities, this is actually tied to an environmental pollutant.
Okay.
There are others who are experiencing this. Have you reached out to form any kind of a group?
No, but I know how to find it.
Good.
They've just passed a law giving help to people who lived on the base during that time.
Perfect. So what you've got kind of a new calling that's coming forward, sweetie, and that is to become really a very a steward of good health and to be of service as a healer by moving, taking your abilities to be a catalyst, to bring people together, to be able to dialogue, to help them find the resources. That's something you feel very good, very strong within you, that you have this wonderful ability to find resources, to connect dots, and to make things happen. All of this is going to be important, and I do encourage you to move forward that way. The reason I can say that as clearly as I can, sweetie, is that by nature, when I touch you and your genetics, and I touch your genealogy, specifically on your mother's side, it's a very interesting thing in the human body. If we have a genetic predisposition to fibrous cyst or cystic activity in the body, it does tend to be more tied to the mother part. I'm not finding a strong connection there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what let me know that this is not a genetic predisposition for you to develop cyst as you are. So I would encourage you to explore that and then to move forward and see what is available for you. The reason that you found this, the cyst on the liver, is that's the kind of waste management plan of the body. That would be the first obvious place. It would be another obvious place in the brain, and then can go from there. So find what you can, work with it from a cystic standpoint. For me, cysts are toxic dump sites, whether it's an environmental pollutant or emotional or psychological. The cholesterol aspect of it isn't what I think you think it is. It doesn't mean that your body is haywire. I think the cholesterol that you're talking about has to do with the functioning of the liver from the HDL, the good cholesterol, to the LDL, the bad cholesterol, as we work with it. But your cholesterol, honey, feels like it's really tied to the stress that you've been under for a long time. And that's something that medicine doesn't really share, maybe because we don't have enough history behind it. But from the psychological world, it is not uncommon for someone who is under prolonged chronic stress. Your body has been under stress because of the contaminants. Your mind is under stress because it's trying to figure out what could be causing all of this. So you're in a loop, sweet.
Right. And I'm having to find a new job, too, at the end of June.
Everything. It's kind of like you're in this part of it. So one of the things that I can share with you from, as a medical intuitive, from the cholesterol aspect of it, is to, I'm not saying let's not go and put our head in the sand and say, okay, well, let's just avoid the fact that you've got high cholesterol. I'm not saying that. But what you do, sweetie, is on a daily basis, look at what you can control. And focus on that and move things that you can from point A to point B and get that closure in a more timely fashion instead of having these open-ended things that just seem like they're bigger, they drag on, and you can't have closure. So you can look at that. There's a wonderful new book. It's How to Break the Process of Being Stuck. Go to... Oh, it just went out my mind. It's going to come back in. Success. I'm going to come up with it. You know, honey, I'm going to do something. Would you please email me, Carol, C-A-R-O-L, at Ritberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R. Tell me that, remind me that it's you and I that talked. I'll know your energy. And I'll have your email address, and I'm going to go and look up this simple little book that I just purchased for myself and for others that I could share when I'm doing readings with what you're dealing with from the cholesterol, this loop that you're in. So if you'll do that for me, honey, I'm going to follow up with you on that. All right.
Okay, great. And my back?
Yes, sweet. Your back issue is that there's a couple of things. It's an old injury that is in the shoulders, neck area, that's causing your neck to feel tight, twisted to the right, and your back feels like it's twisted to the left, left hip, left leg, left ankle, left foot. I'm not finding a lot of discomfort, but it feels like it's actually shorter a little bit for me. And what we've got is we've got an old injury that's causing your back to torque, your muscles to tighten down. And what it's doing is it's putting pressure on the muscles. It's putting pressure on the nerves in both areas, more in the lower back that I'm picking up. Where we're not getting the signals from the brain is clearly down to the butt area the way that you need to. There also, I normally wouldn't do this, but I'm going to because you're going to take this route. Have you had a scan of your spine, sweetie?
Yes.
Okay. Did they find a cyst, honey?
No.
Okay. I've actually got the presence, an energetic presence of a cyst on the vertebrae somewhere around C7, cervical vertebrae 7, thoracic vertebrae 1, 2, and 3. I can't find it completely, but I can feel the energetics of it. And it's nothing, it's not dangerous. It's not going to cause you to lose mobility or anything. But it feels like it's putting compression on the nerve, the brachial nerves in that area. And that feels like it's contributing to this back pain that you're experiencing.
Okay.
So you feel like you carry a lot of the weight of the world on your shoulder. That's part of your wonderful who you are. It sounds crazy, but wonderful. But I can pick up this little cystic activity energetically in that area. And I think what it's doing is changing the dynamics of the soft connective tissue and the muscle. And I think that's what's contributing to a lot of the back pain.
So would chelation therapy help?
It would.
Or homeopathy?
You could do the chelation, would be of value to you. You could work with someone with acupuncture. Acupressure is something, but acupuncture feels like it would work. It would get your meridians lined up, balanced, and so forth. You could work with someone to go in and do some cleansing. All of a sudden, and I've got a short period of time, so excuse me, I'm going to talk faster. Ionic foot baths, if you were to buy an ionic foot bath machine or to go somewhere, it'll pull the toxins away from your body through the bottoms of your feet, which is a wonderful way to detox. Look at that as well. But sweet, pop me an email, send me an email, and then I can send some ideas, and I'll send you the name of this book. It'll help a lot. So sorry, Jill. Thank you. Thank you, my love. All right, all of you. Thank you so much. Remember divine guidance. We're going through the closure. Light and love to all of you. Have a wonderful week. I'm going to see you on the radio. Light and love. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.riteberger.com. See you soon.